If you have not heard David's special program once a month with Christian Cadieux having to do with reverse speech as it pertains to famous criminals, gangsters, outlaws, mass murderers, you really missed something. You can hear in the archives. I put one of them or two of them up on YouTube. You can hear them at David's site as well. To hear Jim Jones at Jonestown speaking while hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were actually drinking their deaths, literally at the same time you're hearing Jim Jones, speak, and then hear the reversals, is as eerie as it gets. That was our last program, so that's wild. Now, David's on twice a month to do political newsmakers, and we're going to do that this hour tonight. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. And all I can say is it's truly getting crazier out there all the time. Just nuts.
It's embarrassingly nuts. Listen, look, before we get started, I have a very sad announcement to make. To the whole reverse speech community. Greg Albrecht, my first research partner and co-author of Beyond Backward Masking, the first book on reverse speech, was found dead on the weekend. And cause of death at this stage is unknown. Body's been taken to Adelaide for an autopsy. Worked together back in 87. And wrote the first book together on reverse speech and made the first announcements. And we were very good mates, Greg, and he used to come to stay with me every couple of weeks and stuff.
Was he suffering from any illness of any kind? Or was this a complete shock?
No, this is a complete shock, totally out of the blue. He was diabetic, but he had that under control.
Wow.
Totally
no, I'm
blue,
sorry. Yeah. I know. We knew you lose people like that. It's just they're gone, and that hole never heals. It's never filled. It's just over. Sorry to say, but true.
Yeah. It's like a real emptiness. I feel like I've lost part of my past. You know. So anyway.
Well, we have to bless the time that we had with people like that. And be thankful for every minute of it. So, and that goes for all of you out there. Anyone in your lives that are important to you, just every time you're with them, try to keep in mind that that's special.
Absolutely. Yeah, go to my Facebook page if you want to express your condolences, and you can follow all the updates. Once we know how he died, I'll be posting that and funeral arrangements and everything.
Right. What had he been doing lately in reverse speech? Anything much?
Well, he just finished writing a book, actually, quite an amazing book on reverse speech, 150,000 words, talking about the hidden Nazi agenda of the American government. That's what his whole book was about, was some amazing reversals documented. And I'm going to make sure his book gets published and the reversals get posted. I'm getting his laptop sent to me, and he retired from teaching a couple of years ago. Had thrown himself fully back into reverse speech, and his website was getting made, was going to go online. So I'll make sure it goes online still. And he's just been doing a lot of reversals and right into American politics and tracing Operation Paperclip and stuff like that.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Obviously a very extraordinary man who didn't seek the limelight. He was just doing what he does. He was a scholar, as it were.
Yeah, he never sought the limelight. No. He went back to teaching after we made the initial discovery, and so I went on by myself, you know. But he started to get back in again in the last few years of his life. So anyway.
Well, I'm sorry, David. I am.
Yeah. Anyway, there it is. That's the way it goes. So anyway, let's go and look at some reversals, okay?
Well, it sounds like one other thing. It does sound like his book is fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very well researched. He was a meticulous researcher and scholar. And, yes, I'm going to make sure that book gets published.
Very good. Okay, well, I'll help if I can, so that's good.
Yeah, good. Okay, back to work.
All right.
Had to do that today when I woke up. I thought, okay, back to work. Life goes on, unfortunately, or fortunately it does. All right, so here's Trump declaring a secret weapon to secure the border is ready. Well, that sounds fascinating forwards. So let's see what he's saying.
What's your current thinking on a national emergency? Why didn't you announce it last night, and when might you?
Because I think we might work a deal, and if we don't, I may go that route. I have the absolute right to do national emergency if I want.
What's your threshold for when you might make
a deal? My threshold will be if I can't make a deal with people that are unreasonable.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, before you start, he couldn't make a deal with people who are unreasonable. So is he going to call his own bluff here? It's time, Donald. If you're going to do it, you miss the opportunity of a political career, a lifetime, at the Oval Office. That was the moment you could have stood up and been a 10-foot-tall American patriot hero. You didn't do it. So now here we are. You've called yourself out. What are you going to do now? Go ahead, David.
Yeah. The way they can make a label is what it says. Oops, I lost it. So here we go. The way they can make a label.
The way they can make a label.
Oh, yeah.
The way they can make a label.
Nice and clear.
The way they can make a label.
Maybe label him.
Maybe
the Democrats.
The way they can, sure.
He's strong on the issue, does he?
No, he sounds completely caved in.
I was surprised. I didn't think he would cave in. Now, of course, it's only a 3-week reprieve, so we'll see what happens at the end of that 3 weeks.
He missed the time. He honestly, David, in my view, should have done this from the first day in office.
Yeah, right.
Declared the military active, that we are being invaded. It's 70,000 last month alone. It's on the average now between 4,000 and 9,000 a day. I am told those are the best estimates. This is an invasion of the United States of America, and that's what the military is supposed to do. Protect the nation first and foremost. But it's not, and he will not direct it to do so if he can. We don't know if he's got that power. And in the meantime, we are in trouble. Watch what happens with Venezuela. If that gets much worse, there are going to be millions fleeing for America. Millions.
Oh, no kidding. I saw on TV today 80,000% inflation. How can you live with an 80,000% inflation?
Well, you can't. You can't.
Is this impossible? All right, here's Trump with Hannity talking about the border.
So if we can't make a deal with Congress, then we should be able to make a deal with Congress. If you look.
Believe us. Yeah.
So he has absolutely no respect for Congress whatsoever, nor should he. They'll leave us. Doesn't matter what they're going to say, what they're going to do. He sounds, again, defeated. I think that was a very good observation you made.
Yeah, these reversals lack punch. And,
it's like he doesn't care. It's like he's caved, he's given up, and they'll leave us. So what? I can't do anything else.
How strange. All right, here's the next one.
The White House, because I'm waiting for them to come over in a long time. You know that. I stayed home for Christmas. I stayed at the White House.
And here it says, get mad at media.
Get mad at media.
Get mad at media.
Yeah, well.
Get mad at media.
So what else is new, huh?
Media, but yeah. That's not going to solve his problem.
No.
No. I think he was out of his depth all of a sudden. The Democrats weren't giving him a thing, not an inch.
No.
And I think he's used to give and take.
I think you're right, but I think more than that, we have to look to the potential here that he was told, give it up. Not by the Democrats, but by the people who are really pulling the strings.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not in charge. And it pains me to say that, but that's the way it seems to me. Clearly, he is a figurehead. He's on a leash. He is not in charge.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Well, what have we heard since he won the election and was inaugurated and installed? What have we heard? We've heard bizarre, disjointed, often chaotic reversals. Nothing resembling what we used to hear during the campaign. And that a lot of people have written to me and said that, how can that be? What does David think happened? Because they believe in reverse speech, as we all do. It is what it is. What happened to Donald Trump? Somehow, was he able to fool reverse speech for a year and a half?
I don't think you can fool reverse speech for that long. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, these reversals you just played.
I'm at a loss on this one. I've never seen this before. Such a radical change like this. I see changes from negative to positive in my session work with clients. I mean, but that's what I'm trying to create.
Right.
But to see such a radical shift from very positive congruent reversals to where they are now, which is sometimes we get some congruent ones, like the couple of times we've analyzed him when he's been lecturing to crowd, they've all been congruent.
He's back on the stump, which is right. Where he loves to be. He can see and sense and smell and hear the adulation, and he gets high on it. Okay. There's a man literally getting high on being a celebrity. Nothing wrong with it. That's just human nature. That's what he does. But when he's locked up and the rest of it, he's just foundering. He sounds like a deflated balloon in these reversals. There's no energy. There's nothing.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's one with a little bit of punch.
Everybody wants us to win this battle. It's common sense. Death is pouring through. We have crime and death. And it's not just at the border. They get through the border, but then they go all, they filter into the country. And you have MS-13 gangs in different places like Los Angeles, and you have gangs all over Long Island, which we're knocking the hell out of. But there should be no reason for us to have to do this. They shouldn't be allowed in. And if we had the barrier, they wouldn't be able to get in.
And here he says, give a shit.
Give a shit.
Give a shit.
Well, there you go. I'm telling you, the guy is disconnected from a solution. I don't hear him committed. I don't hear any fire. If he were commander in chief, he could pull the necessary troops and put them on the border and secure the border within a week. Totally.
Yeah, so why hasn't he done that?
Because he can't. He can't. They don't want it done. And this issue of $5.7 billion that he's bitching about all the time will only build... You know how much of a wall or fence that'll build, David?
I think you told me a couple hundred miles.
Yeah, 215 miles for $5.7 billion. He doesn't have... Look, the money's all over the place. He can find the money. He just signed a defense appropriations bill... $750 billion, and he could have taken $25 billion out of that for our national security and built the wall. And in the meantime, while the wall is being built, he uses the military to stop the 70,000 a month that are coming in here. And as soon as they put their foot across that border, they have the legal constitutional protection now of the right to an attorney and a day in court, which can take years.
Wow. That's just scary stuff. That's just really scary stuff.
And when he said 3 months ago, I'm putting an end to birthright citizenship, no more anchor babies, that's it. Everyone cheered. And that was the end of it. Nothing was done. I don't know that he ever mentioned it again except to say, well, we'll let Congress take care of it. No, Donald, Congress is not going to take care of it. They will not reverse and end birthright citizenship. Not going to happen. So what do we have here, David? We have a figurehead president who has essentially no power, and I do believe he cannot call out the army. You know what happened when he tried already. Mattis and Dunford in the Pentagon held a dual press conference and said, no, we're not going to build a tent city, and no, we're not going to send armed military to the border, citing posse comitatus, which was a joke. This is an invasion of America, an invasion. They're not carrying K-47s, but there are a hell of a lot of terrorists in there, and gang members and others, and diseased, walking disease factories. These are bioweapons. This is an invasion, and he is doing nothing when he could do something right now to stop it. He's doing nothing except bitching and moaning and talking about the Democrats and the Congress. Look, it works both ways, Donald. Both ways. Ann Coulter has been telling it like it is, and I admire her for that. He's lost a lot of whatever strength he had. And what we're hearing in his voice now is a defeated man who says, what did he say? Give a blank.
Give a
blank. I don't care. In other words, I don't care. I don't care. He doesn't look well. He looks sick. You can't drink a gallon of aspartame, high fructose corn syrup, sodium benzoate, toxic poison every day, and eat the kind of garbage he does, and think clearly. It doesn't work.
Yeah, right. All right, well, let's have a look at another one. Here we go.
Well, you know, I'm looking at all these very expensive cars all over here, loaded up with machine guns, and every single one of them has wheels. Mm-hmm. It's a wheel is an old thing, and a wall is an old thing.
Here he says, illegal money.
Illegal money.
Illegal money.
Huh.
Illegal money.
I wonder what he means by that.
I don't know, but listen to how he's saying it. Again, he's flat. Weak. He's flat. Yeah, yeah. He's weak. There's nothing there.
Huh. Okay. Well,
This is a defeated man. It was said that the attitude in the White House was, we call it depressed, after losing, caving, over a month of the shutdown. He got nothing. Nothing. Now he's going to grovel. Pelosi says, yeah, you can give your State of the Union on February 5th. He should have told her to shove it and given the speech somewhere else. She wants to play those kind of games. The only answer is to play back. But he didn't. Okay,
yeah,
Nancy, thank you. I'll be there. Don't worry. I don't know. It's sad. I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers. All I can do is offer up the view that I have, and it's not a good view at this point. And I wish I was wrong. Go ahead, David, please.
Here's the next one.
Way perhaps to the Supreme Court?
They are saying there possibly is, and hopefully we wouldn't even have to go through it. The law is very clear. I mean, we have the absolute right to declare a national emergency, and this is security stuff. This is a national emergency if you look at what's happening. And you just heard the statement. They came in last week or this week from Pakistan and different people. They got them.
You see, Sarah Carter last night had people from Bangladesh.
Okay, and here he says, in a past or past, as you would say, don't they believe it?
In the past, don't they believe it?
In the past, don't they believe it?
Huh.
You're the past, don't believe it.
Well, see, I know what that means. He's looking back at his past. He's living back in the highlight days. Don't they believe me anymore? It's like he's not being taken seriously.
Now he's almost presiding over his own
he's not
last rites. It's just not... He doesn't sound like a man looking forward to the next 2 years, does he?
No, he really doesn't. Okay, here's the next one.
But they had manufactured. I said, where did they come up with that? It's a manufactured crisis. No, it's a manufactured soundbite, because it was just a soundbite.
But here he says, they are nice.
They are nice.
I can't hear R. Is R in there clearly?
Do it again.
They are nice.
Oh.
They are nice.
Huh, it could be had.
Play it one more time, please.
Yeah, it's not a clear reversal. I agree, actually. I agree. That's
wait. It might be aren't.
Oh, they aren't nice. Well, hang on. What do I do with it? Oh, I shut it down. Sorry. Let me get it back up again. Okay, here we go.
They aren't nice.
It's not a good reversal, Jeff. Bottom line. Sorry.
Right. There's a second syllable in R. There's something else in there. I don't know what it is.
I can hear that. Yeah. Here we have Trump again.
That have lost somebody because our policies are so bad, and especially at the southern border. They've lost, and they've had people so badly hurt, but they've lost them. They've lost their lives. They've lost...
Here it says they sold him.
They sold him.
That's him talking about himself. They sold him out. He's been put on a shelf. They sold him. He's not powerful anymore. He doesn't have that gumption, that go, that oomps.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's look at Pelosi and Schumer. Okay, here's Chuck Schumer bashing Trump.
To merit the vote, a vote on nomination, you would have to make unequivocal and public that you would not interfere with the issuance of, you would issue the full report except if intelligence sources said that certain portions should be redacted. He would not give that.
I don't know what this is about. He says, the wolf will do shit.
The wolf will do shit.
Huh.
The wolf will do shit.
Hmm.
Just sounds like it's not going to do much, whatever he's talking about.
I don't know. How's our load here?
We've got a few to go through because we've been talking a fair bit.
So all right, go ahead.
Okay. All right, here's Schumer again.
Well, we touched on it, but there was nothing new that from what he said in the hearing. But I told him that I thought the memo alone, which might not disqualify him if there was a president who had shown real integrity and respected the Justice Department with President Trump, was disqualifying.
Wall a woman.
Justice Department with...
that jumped. Wall a woman. What does he mean by that?
Wall a woman.
All right, is this possibly a derogatory comment about the wall, that it's just a woman? In other words, is he mocking it? Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, let's look at Pelosi and Schumer talking about the wall. Okay, so here's the forwards.
What I will say is that one of the obstacles that we have to an agreement is a stipulation of fact.
And I've said yes.
That's it, yes.
Yes to what? What has she said yes to? Hang on, let me listen to the forwards again.
What I will say is that one of the obstacles that we have to an agreement is a stipulation of fact.
It's a stipulation of fact? Is that what she's saying? Did you get that last
one? I'm not clear. Try it again. It might be.
I can't get that last word.
What I will say is that one of the obstacles that we have to an agreement is a stipulation of fact.
Yeah, that's what she says. It's just a T on there, sure.
I've said yes. So what she's agreeing to, she wants facts. I've stated my position. I mean, she obviously doesn't mean I've said yes to the war. She said a resounding no.
So, right.
So she said yes to something. Okay, so let's maybe the reversal will give us some clues.
That's cruel. That's callous. And that's using millions of innocent people as sort of pawns. And it was wrong. And then a few minutes later, he sort of slammed the table.
And he's a Pelosi her deals.
Pelosi. Everybody else?
Pelosi. Everybody else?
Like?
Pelosi. Everybody else?
I like it when you get a name in reverse.
Very, very clear, yeah. Well, that's how he thinks of her. He thinks of her as Pelosi. He doesn't think of her as Nancy. He thinks of her as
Pelosi.
Her interesting.
Deals.
Yeah.
She's made deals. That's what she said yes to. Okay? She's got some deals on the table or under the table at all of this. There's a lot more going on than just Pelosi saying no to Trump.
You see how they play the game? He says, millions of people, innocent pawns. No one is forcing these people to try to crash the border, right? They're doing it on their own. So whatever victimization there is, they've got to look in the mirror. It's their choice. Or George Soros is paying them, which has certainly been talked about enough. It's hard for me to have sympathy for people who do things and then face accountability. Accountability is one of the most important things in life. That's a life lesson, supposedly, anyhow.
Yeah. Anyway, have you noticed how these two reversals, I've said yes, Pelosi, her deals, have a sense of strength about them?
Much more so than Trump, yeah. The advantage is with the Democrats right now. They have the strength. When Trump collapsed, the enormous amount of energy went over to the Democrat side.
Yeah, right. I'm still amazed he caved. I still am. All right, next one.
That's cruel. That's callous. And that's using millions of...
Okay, that's the same forwards and backwards. It's so I accept.
So I accept.
So I accept. So I accept.
I accept. Mm-hmm. I accept. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he accepts. He accepts a position. He accepts the deals of Pelosi. He accepts their position. Okay.
Right.
All right. So here he is again.
And I said, just why won't you do that? We'll continue to discuss. We're willing to discuss anything. And he said, if I open up the government, you won't do what I want. That's cruel. That's callous.
Huh. He says, sucks that the dealer will suck. Sucks that the dealer will suck.
Sucks that this dealer will suck.
Sucks that this dealer will suck.
It's clear.
Sucks that this dealer will suck.
Huh.
Play it again. Play it again, please.
Sure. It's a deal of Trump, I guess he is.
Sucks as this Mueller will suck.
Sucks as this Mueller will suck. Sucks as this Mueller will suck.
I hear dealer. Sucks at the dealer will Trump, maybe. There's I hear the word dealer in there, sucks. Clearly.
Yeah.
Sucks as this Mueller will suck.
No, I'm hearing sucks that dealer will suck. No, I'm hearing that. Mm. I just think he's commenting on Trump's weak position, you know.
Must be, yeah. Yeah.
He sucks that the dealer will suck. He's not being very strong here. We've got the advantage, you
know. Right.
Yep. And here we have Pelosi holding a weekly news conference.
Debate on the floor on this. As I mentioned before, we had a briefing on this, a classified briefing on this last week, which the stiff competition was the worst.
Can you hear that? I've only got that in one channel. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Here is, she says, abuse of the money.
Abuse of the money.
Abuse of the money. Abuse of the money.
Could be her money, actually. Abuse of her money, what I heard then.
Abuse of the money.
Abuse of the money.
It is her.
Abuse of the money.
The abuse of her money. Hmm.
Well, she holds the purse strings, basically, I guess. She's got... I don't know. Maybe she thinks Trump's abusing the money by wanting $5.7 billion for the wall. Although $5.7 billion is only an infinitesimal small percentage of the budget. Anyway, there we go. Abuse of the money.
Yeah.
All right, here we have another one.
Is that a bird I hear, David? Do you have songbirds there?
Yeah, well, outside I do. I've got the back door open.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day outside here. It's 32 degrees centigrade right now outside, which in Fahrenheit, what would that be? It's about 90, I guess.
Nice to hear songbirds. We don't hear them so often here anymore because of Fukushima and the die-off of birds and bugs and so forth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got lots of trees outside my house.
So nice. It's
plenty of birds here. But, you know, changing topics, we had our Adelaide, my home city, had the hottest day ever recorded in history for any Australian capital city last week.
Wow.
46.6 degrees centigrade, which is about 120 odd Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So, it was hot.
I'd say.
Yeah. Anyway, back to reversals. Let's play this one again.
Of this cruel policy in the lives of these workers. And it's not just, although that's a stunning number, 800,000, we care about that statistic.
He says, live not here.
Live not here.
Live not here.
Huh.
Live not here.
What on earth would she mean by that? She's talking about the budget for...
I have no idea. That's very strange.
Does she secretly believe that they shouldn't be there?
See, maybe she's making a statement. Yeah, live not here, somewhere else.
Yeah. This isn't. Yeah, maybe so. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? And here she says, Trump is a master of diversion.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents, his supporters. He does not want them to know what he's doing to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security in his budget proposal. He does not want them to know what he's doing to clean air and clean water and the rest in his Department of Interior and of EPA. He does not want them to know how he is hurting them. So he keeps the subject on the wall. He's a master of diversion.
And here she says, hear the lie, you use the wall.
Hear the lie, you use the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Hear the lie, you use the wall.
Or could be used, as in D, hear the lie, she heard used, and hear the lie, you use the wall.
Hear the lie, you use the wall.
Hear the lie, you use the wall.
It's a D.
Hear the lie, you use the wall.
Sorry?
There's a D there, yeah.
Yeah, there is a D. I can hear a D there. Okay, so who is she calling a liar? Is she calling herself a liar or Trump a liar?
She wouldn't call herself that.
No, she's talking about Trump then. Trump used the wall as a, for whatever the thing he's using it for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, all right. What else do I have on Schumer and Pelosi? That's all I got on Schumer and Pelosi, is Here's Kellyanne Conway on the government shutdown.
Father and he came into El Paso. I'm told that they are one of the busiest ports of entry. They were being held while their claims were being processed. He took ill. He was taken to the hospital twice.
And says he's not silly.
He's not silly.
He's not silly.
Huh.
He's not silly.
She's sticking up for Trump is what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he's not silly. He knows what he's doing. That's what he's supposed to, that's what she's supposed to do, isn't it? So, all right, here is Lindsey Graham talking about the border.
But you're dealing with a group of people who see their government as the problem. They see the Border Patrol agent as the problem, not the mob.
It says, bomb the gun.
Bomb the gun.
Bomb the gun. Bomb the gun.
Or could be gun, bomb be gun.
Bomb the gun.
Bomb the gun.
It's the...
Bomb the gun.
Huh?
The...
The...
Bomb the gun. Bomb the gun.
I think he's probably calling for military intervention. That'd be that would be his line, I would think.
That's really the only option he has left.
Yeah. Well, that's really all he can. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But boy, you see all the lawsuits filed in the courts if he does that. Oh man, it'd be a flood of them.
It's time to stop worrying about that and be a commander in chief.
Yeah, you're right. All right, here's Lindsey Graham again.
Before the end of this week, I intend to put legislation together that has wall funding like the president has requested and argue that we voted for the same thing in the past before he was president.
And they love you.
They love you.
Huh.
They love you. They love you.
Oh, he bothers. You're talking about Trump. I guess he
I is. Wonder if his ego is talking about himself.
Yeah, well, he could very well be talking about
wishful thinking, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, don't know. Here he is again.
Well, number one, I wish her well and hope she recovers and continues to serve for many years. But here's what will happen if there's a vacancy, no matter from the liberal wing of the court.
He's talking about Ruth Ginsburg. Sorry.
Correct.
The bill pushback from the left. But my Democratic colleagues felt when they were in charge, we should confirm judges by a majority vote. They changed the rules to accommodate President Obama. They tried to stack the court. They never thought Clinton would lose. So what you're going to have is Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer's desire to stack the court on their Democratic watch has come back to haunt them.
Here he says, hurt our money.
Hurt our money.
Hurt our money. Hurt our money.
Well, yeah, I guess he's, I guess he's saying, they're withheld the money.
Yeah.
That's makes total sense. All right, here's Joe Biden calling Trump a joke. This is what the title says.
The president has some difficulty with precision.
That is one of the most subtle things I've ever heard you say.
And one of the things that I would worry about if I were his lawyer is him saying something that was just simply not true without him even planning to be disingenuous.
Do you think he has that little control over whether he tells the truth or not?
I just marvel at some of the things he says and does. Like, what, 2 days ago? Anybody didn't stand up and clap for him was un-American and then maybe even treasonous.
I they mean, say it was tongue hell? In cheek. Democrats can't take a joke.
Well, let me tell you, he's a joke.
And he'll miss it so.
He'll miss it so.
Ha!
He'll miss it so.
Oh, that's clear too.
He'll miss it so.
Yeah, oh, he's probably thinking Trump will miss being president. Okay, so...
Yeah, I think that's right. Sure.
Yeah, he's obviously Biden's well, when to get him.
Yeah, a narcissist is taken away from his addiction, and he will miss it. There.
Yeah. Who is Alexandria Cortez? Do you know?
Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio hyphen Cortez
is
a 29-year-old congresswoman from the Bronx, New York. Claims to be a working girl from the Bronx, but she's actually a wealthy daughter of a very elite family in Westchester County. She is largely considered to be an airhead. She is a poster girl for the new Democrat socialism that is attempting to wrest control of the entire party. She clearly has a very high opinion of herself, unwarranted, and is clearly connected to major money. So what else do you see? It's up to you. She's going to be around for a while, unless she was set up to be a sacrificial icon. We will see. We'll see. If she's successful in pulling the Democrat Party into the clutches of the extreme socialist left, then she will have served her purpose. So we'll see.
All right, so here's the forwards. We get two reversals on her.
And, you know, folks say that that's the hardest thing to do, to get people to turn out to an off-year midterm primary. But I knew that if you could really inspire and educate people and stick to the issues and do the block-by-block door-knocking and phone calling, that you can get it done. Old school meets, you know, new school digital.
So did you do door-knocking yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I've knocked on a bunch of doors in the dish.
And here she says, audit a book, see money.
Audit this book, see money.
How does this book seem, Ronnie?
I'll be bothered.
How does this book seem, Ronnie?
One more time. One more time. Please.
I actually heard it. The book seem, money.
Yeah.
How does this book seem, Ronnie?
Yeah, audit the book seem, money.
How does this book seem, Ronnie?
Yeah, audit the books seem, money.
I think I might have audited the book. Past tense. I audited the book. And I see money. I got paid. In other words, I benefited. Audited the book. See if you hear audited the book. I think.
Yep.
How does this book seem money?
No, it could be. No, I don't hear it now. I hear audit the book. There's no ED.
Audit the book, see
no,
money.
It's correct.
Pulling money together.
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. She's got as much money as she needs. She doesn't have to worry.
She's just getting started. She's just revving up. All right. So here's the other one we've got on her.
And, I nationally, I think there are probably some folks doing some good work and some really exciting candidates like Ayanna Pressley out in Massachusetts doing that work. But here in New York and here in this district, I feel like it wasn't being done.
This one says, they're shit.
They're shit.
They're shit.
Huh. Well, that's a congruent reversal.
Okay. It would fit. She's got a very high opinion of herself, and she does look down at people. It's that socialist arrogance, and I think that fits.
Oh, dear. American politics is in a bad way. It really is.
It certainly is.
There's no stars on the horizon that I can see.
No, yeah, you've got a lot of broken down, older people who have no real charisma. Biden, Bernie, Hillary for that matter. Until we wait and see what Hillary 3.0 looks like. They're working hard to retool her. I do believe she's going to step forward when the Democrats look around at over 30 candidates who are so busy stabbing each other in the back, and the actual differences between them are microscopic. They're trying to make them sound like they're substantial, but they're not. And here comes Hillary, who can pronounce credibly that she has beaten Trump. 3 million votes. And this time, with all the new illegal voters, it could be 5 million. Remember, she lost the election in the Electoral College by apparently only 5 counties. If 5 counties had gone the other way, she'd be in the White House.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
Okay. All right, here's Pompeo delivering an anti-Obama speech in Cairo.
The United States under President Trump has reasserted its traditional role as a force for good in this region.
And here he says, the Jew Senate.
Does he ever send it?
Huh.
Does he ever send it?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like Barry Satoro spoke the truth there, didn't he?
The Jews are involved in Trump, I guess. That's what he's...
Well, no, the Jewish power over the entire government is enormous, and AIPAC, of course, leads the way. So it is essentially a Jewish Senate. That's fine. The money is there. Where do you think the big donors come from?
Right.
All right. Well, so, okay. And that's interesting. His subconscious spoke the truth.
Yep.
Fair enough.
All right. Here's Robert Mueller.
Yes, but you have...
Sorry? What was that?
Nothing. Oh, I didn't say anything.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought you said something. Sorry.
Yes, but you have... They have some control over what is turned over. They can protect their intellectual property and still turn over the information as necessary to determine what's a piece of malware that was recently used. Is it...
This says immersed in their censorship.
Immersed in their censorship.
Immersed in their censorship.
Huh.
Immersed in their censorship.
There's something else in there. Immersed in the blank censorship. It almost sounds like he wants to say bureau, but he doesn't get the O out. He gets bure.
Let's listen.
Immersed in the dearest censorship.
Oh, yeah, he wants you to hear it.
Immersed in the dearest censorship.
Immersed in the bure censorship.
You're in full there. I can actually hear it. It's quick.
Can you? Let me hear it again. It's hard to hear over here.
It's just quick.
Immersed in the dearest censorship.
Yeah, it's there. I hear it now. It's difficult on this. I have a little earpiece, and it's hard, but I think it's very fast, but I think Bureau is there.
Yeah, no, I can hear it. We'll play it one more time for those who missed it.
Immersion of the dearest censorship.
Immersion of the dearest censorship.
Yeah, it's there.
That's as close as you can cut it, but it's there. I agree.
Sorry?
That's as close as you can cut it, but it's there.
Yeah.
So what bureau is he talking about?
Oh, okay. Now, Robert Mueller, who is he again?
Well, he's conducting this alleged investigation of Russiagate and all matters attendant thereof. Story yesterday that his investigation is about to wrap up. It's been an incredible waste of money and time, the whole thing. So, bureau, FBI... Maybe. I don't know. That's the only bureau I can think of.
CIA?
Well, they don't call it a bureau usually, but he might. He might.
Yeah. Anyway, some of his information is being censored. There we go. That's all we can say. Okay. So here he is again.
In other words, wait. So some of the information is being censored. In other words, some of the material that he would otherwise be presenting has been quashed, and he's not to touch it. He's not to go there. Is that what we're hearing?
That's what we're saying. Yes, that's right. Yes. That's how I read it. Yes.
Okay,
so here's the next one.
Yes, but it takes a combination of investigative skills, which we have traditionally had, right, coupled with the use of this new medium in the cyber arena. And so you can't dismiss the necessity of identifying the persons, identifying where the servers are, identifying the building that person's in, tracing an IP address.
This is the assassin, Sam.
The assassin, Sam.
Wow.
The assassin, Sam. The assassin, Sam,
presumably referring to the United States. It comes up in reverse as a metaphor for the United States. Uncle Sam, the assassin Sam. Wow, he's immersed in some pretty heavy stuff.
Well, there are many, many arms of the government, and certainly the government does kill people if they get in the way. That's called deep state, and that's what he's, I think, alluding to.
Yeah, well, and here's another one.
that?
Well, there could be a particular way looking at the power grid. Are you looking at our infrastructure? Mm-hmm. Yes, financially, it would cripple us if there was a substantial attack on Wall Street, on the exchanges. The
so it says, there's a witness.
There's a witness.
Wow.
There's a witness. There's a witness.
Oh, yeah? Now, what's going on? Assassin Sam, there's a witness. Immersed in their censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ha. Huh. Well, they're painting an interesting picture of someone who's under siege, almost.
Sounds like it. That's a good guess, yeah.
Wow. Huh. I'd like some more reversals on him. I'd like to know what's going on. That's a bit of a mystery that reverse speech is unloaded. Okay, what other politicians do I have here? Here we have Schumer, Pelosi. Oh, there we go. We're at the end. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Well, okay. Very interesting. Again, I guess we have to look back at Trump sounding very much defeated, someone who has caved in, given up. A lot of steam has gone out of his energy cycle. He's flat.
Yeah, you can hear that in the reversals.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. David, thank you, as always. Very interesting insights. Right. Thank you, Naomi. All right. Take care.
Thank you. See you. See you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. David John Oates and the latest reverse speech. There we go. All right. Tomorrow night, Bill Gein will be back. William Gein from AllyPak. It'll be very interesting to get an update from him. We're going to learn a lot more about directed energy weapons and individual or group human control with Brian Tu tomorrow night as well. All right. Hope to have the pleasure of your company then. Have a good day. Take care. Talk soon.